They say laughter's the best medicine. Well, consider this your booster shot. You are now listening to the three funniest guys I know.
All right. Hey, everybody. We got Mike, Keith, Tim, and of course, Josh here to film episode 9. We started this episode off by doing a little celebration. We're celebrating something we probably shouldn't be celebrating all that much. 100 downloads. That's exciting. Mike, let's hear from you.
As long as it's not pilgrims.
Mike, how are you doing?
To be honest, 99 of those downloads are me.
Oh, there you go.
All platforms.
Boosting the show.
That's me.
I'm proud of you. Tim?
Pat myself on the back.
Tim, how do you feel? How are you feeling today?
I feel pretty good. I have a multiple choice question for you.
You're throwing trivia?
You have to pick.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to pick between one of these. This is for you, Josh. Listening to the Foo Fighters is like A, leaving a puppy in a hot car with the windows rolled up. Ooh. B, telling every child you meet Santa Claus is fake and that his parents will now get divorced because of the lie. Mm-hmm. Or C, paying a midget to kick you square in the vulva. A, B, or C?
I really don't understand this question. The first one,
I get where he's going.
If you like. Listening to Foo Fighters is like...
I said B.
Which one is it?
I think B.
Yeah, it's multiple choice.
Yeah, no.
I say
I don't
the
like
puppy.
My options.
I say the puppy bacon in the car.
Telling
well,
somebody
based on the food comment,
but he's asking you, what does it most feel like?
I should pick that A.
Huh.
Yeah, what does it most feel like? You wanted Hooch to die last episode, so you want to go with A?
I didn't want Hooch to die.
Was that wasn't that three episodes
ago?
Yeah, you said that was your favorite thing in the world, watching that dog die.
Yeah.
Okay. I like neither. So I enjoy listening to the Foo Fighters, and I refuse to answer your question.
Okay, well,
way to play along, Josh.
Yeah,
we'll just say
we have to answer every question.
We'll just say, Keith,
you're some fantasy island Zemgali jerk face.
Keith,
I've been drinking a little bit today.
The plane, plane.
So, for those of you that don't know, before the episode started, to celebrate our triple digits downloads, we decided to take a shot of Fireball and force ourselves to drink Steel Reserve. I'm drinking Spiked Strawberry Burst, and it tastes worse. I think it might be worse than Blue Raz. Oh, so
I'm drinking Spiked Punch, and I rank it a little higher.
You like the Spiked Punch? You like it better than Blue Raz? We're really.
I'm not going to use the word like, but it's better than the Blue Raz.
We're really exploring the space of this alloy series that Steel Reserve puts out there.
Blue Lives Matter.
There you go.
Did I miss that? Blue Raz matters.
I like that. Was on
Blue Raz. Blue Raz matters.
So we promised y'all in the last episode, we promised that we were going to talk about places I've been kicked out of. Keith, you thought this was a good topic to talk about. So I'm going to start by letting you tell us about a place you've been kicked out of.
What era of my life do you guys want to hear about getting turned out of a place?
Oh.
Most recent.
We get to most recent.
No.
Since the kids, it's kind of calmed down quite a bit.
Let me tell you about the worst. Let me tell you about the most embarrassing time I got kicked out of a place.
Okay.
So I went to college in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. It's French for Clearwater, by the way. Which at one point I was watching Jeopardy, and they had French city names. This is with me and all my college friends. In the city of Eau Claire, sitting on a couch, doing bong loads. And they're like, French for Clearwater, Wisconsin. And we all sat there and nobody answered. And they're like, Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And we're like, oh, we go to school there. Anywhere. So O would be water and de toilette would be, you know, perfume. So Eau Claire, Clearwater. Anyway, so I'm up there. And we used to go hang out at the townie bars. Not the fratty bars, because that's kind of where I fit in, right? Cheaper drinks, stronger drinks. And I hung out at this one bar called Clancy's, and a lot of my good friends work there. So I kind of felt, like, self-important. And one time, like, the bar was closing down, and they always, like, kind of gave you, like, you'd order a gin and tonic, but you get, like, a triple and a mason jar, you know? And then we're like, well, we don't have any booze back at the house. So I'm like, oh, hold on, I know where they store all this. It's downstairs in the basement. So I'm like, just hold on. I'm going to go grab a couple. It's cool. I know the bartender old style. And I'm like, just cover the door for me. And I walk back up with my bag. Because you're in college, you always have a backpack. I walk up, and I didn't know what I was grabbing. I was just grabbing random bottles. And I walk up, and this girl bartender looks at me, and she goes, what are you doing on there? And I was like, oh, I thought that was the exit. And she's like, you're here every night. she's like, what's in your backpack? And I'm like, nothing. My helmet for my bike, which I wasn't riding a bike. And she's like,
it's actually full of AC/DC t-shirts. Would you like to purchase one for $35?
ball breaker tour. She proceeds to lift every beer that I stole out of the basement, but it was all Mike's Hard Lemonade. And there was a crowd, like a circle of people that I knew, like regulars. And she's like, what's this? Mike's Hard Watermelon. And everyone's like, ew, boo. She's like, what's this? You know, Smirnoff Ice. Because it was, end of the 90s. She's like, what's this? And I'm looking around, and I just see this kid in my geography class, and he just shakes his head at me. Like, how could you? Now, I had 2 more years of college left, and that's where all my friends hang out. And I'd come in there, and they'd be like, no, 86, done. Get lost, Keith. Officially kicked out. And I think to this day, I haven't been back since I graduated to that city. And I think if I go there on the wrong day, I might not still be allowed in Clancy's.
That sounds like a challenge. So I think we should record an episode from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, in Clancy's one of these weeks.
Oh, no, yeah. We should actually. Me and Anna, that's where we met. We could do a whole...
Oh, let's do it. Let's go to Clancy's in Eau Claire. I think it'd be a blast.
Yeah. The other ones are way worse. That was a nice one.
You seem to have a little bit of a klepto background, Keith, if I do say so. Your last two stories have been about stealing AC/DC t-shirts and beer. Well, beers.
I think if you pay so much, if you hard cite malt liquor, if you feel like you are like a norm type patron at a bar, you kind of feel you're owed certain things, and apparently it's a real business and people don't really like that. You know?
Yeah. So there's
when you reach around the bar and you pour your own beer, they don't like that. You know?
There's kind of a commonality between your story and mine, Keith. There's a bar in Abilene, Texas. It resides in the Elegante Suites. It's called Remington's Lounge. And we used to frequent the Remington's Lounge when I was stationed there in Abilene. And there was one night we were fresh off a deployment. And we would come back from deployment kind of feeling on top of the world. And it was kind of a work hard, play hard scenario. Like, just got back from deploying. Like, all right, we're going to go off and blow a bunch of steam, right? So not only that, we would blow a bunch of money because we'd be there for, you know, a while. And you'd come back with all this money sitting in your account because you weren't spending any money while you were there. So you'd come back, you're like on top of the world. All right, let's go out. Let's party. Have a good time. And this was, so man, this would have been like 2009 or something. Anyways, we get back and we're like, let's go to Remington. So memory doesn't serve me too well on this one, but we used to like to order limousines for some reason. So I think we did that night. We got a limo. This is all pre, like,
you know, pretty douchey, I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah, no, we would just drive around in it and get drunk for a while before we'd go there because it was Abilene, Texas. There just wasn't a whole lot going on. I mean, we're partying in the bar, the Elegante.
Were there longhorns in the front of that limo, please?
No, in the limo, no, not on the limo, no. It wasn't that classy.
What a waste! But since you can't have open container in Texas, like, you got to take a limo, right? You're not going to drink in a car.
You're doing this open container thing again? Like, literally every state has that law.
I'm never going to let it go.
Okay, ever. So anyways, we're going to Remington's, right? And we spent a lot of money at Remington's. Like I said, work hard, play hard. We would come back, we would spend a lot of money at this place. And this isn't exactly like a thriving metropolis where there's just tons of people pouring to this bar every day.
Where is Abilene? Can you...
It is
part of Texas.
So
is it down by the Ding-a-ling?
It's like 2.5 hours directly west of Fort Worth. So it's kind of in the middle of the state. But it's considered West Texas. Yeah, so we're there. And Abilene's got maybe 100,000 people. 150, something like that.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's kind of out there, but I love it. Anyways, we're at Remington's Lounge, right? And we're having a good time. We're back off deployment. Like, we haven't been able to drink for quite some time, so getting drunk's pretty easy. We spent a few hours there. We had quite a few drinks. I closed my tab out. I have no idea how much it was, but we always tip really well. They enjoyed us coming there. So we are getting ready to leave. And on my way out, I'm thinking to myself, like, hey, we're going back to our spot. Like, there's a few people going with us, and we're all going to go keep the party going, right? So, because they were closing. So on our way out, this was totally a target of opportunity. Like, you want to talk about your convenient arson story, Tim? On the way out, I'm literally walking by a fire extinguisher, and I just grab it. Because I'm like, well, I don't know. Fire extinguisher sounds fun. So I pull it off the wall, and we go into I think it was a limousine, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. We get in there, and it takes us back to our place. We got, like, probably 10 or 12 people, quite a few of the guys that are fresh off deployment. We're going over to Hutch's house, my buddy. We get out of the limousine. I run to the door with the fire extinguisher, and when everybody turns the corner, I douse Hutch in fire extinguisher, which I've never used one before. I was really excited to figure out what happens. It's just like a lot of white foam, right? So I douse Hutch in this fire extinguisher, and that was that. And I thought that was the end of the story. And the next morning, phone just will not stop going off. I'm like, what is going on? So we get up.
Do you have a cell phone in 2009?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Cell phone.
Yeah.
So I had like...
When I got kicked out, it was like, good luck, kid.
No cell phone. No cell phone there.
Nothing. Nothing. You're hoping you go to jail so you can call somebody. It's like, where am I?
No, this was cell phone time. So like this phone will not stop ringing. So I get up finally, like, super hungover. Hutch is too. And we're just like, what is going on? I rented from Hutch, just to clarify. We actually did live together. I rented from him in his house. And I get up and I'm like, hello? And this lady
Where's Hutch?
Picks up. Huh?
Is Hutch funny? Seems like he should be on here.
I answer it and I go, hello? And it's like, hello, is this Josh? I go, yeah, yeah, this is him. And she goes, yeah, I'd like my fire extinguisher back. And I was like, oh
yeah.
You must be the owner of the Elegante Suites Remington Lounge. And she goes, yes, I am. And I also have the name of your squadron commander. And if you don't want me to call him, shit. I need a fully charged fire extinguisher back at my location by noon.
That's like $300.
And it was like 11 o'clock. And I was like, okay, I'm on it. And so Hutch and I went and we got it recharged. And I think we took it to like a firehouse or something, if I remember correctly. And they recharged it for us and we took it back there, which we were planning on doing all along. But she promptly let us know that we were no longer welcome at the Remington Lounge. So
persona non grata.
That may be another place that we have to go record an episode is over at the
Remington Lounge. Should we go do an episode at every place we've been 86th?
That maybe. That'd be fun. Hey. Although I don't know if we'd ever have enough time with your record, Keith.
Mine? Only if we could take
them in 86th at a one bar. Right. Is there anything more cliche right now? Like, if we rolled up in 2020 into limousine, people would just be throwing shit at it and like, get the fuck out of here, limo guy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's Christmas come early. This is Mike's dating
All right, so here we are. I think this is the most anticipated part of the podcast we've had yet. We have Shelly online. What was the most?
I strongly disagree. On my 86 and my college bar.
Okay, your college bar 86 experience. I'm going to go with no. I'm more interested to hear Shelly talk, to be honest. Okay, so we have Shelly on here. Mike, you want to give us some background about how you know Shelly?
Actually, Shelly reached out to me a couple weeks ago. We set up that My Plenty of Fish
Plenty of Fish online profile.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
And last Sunday night, she reached out to me and told me how hilarious it was. And I could not take credit since you jerk-offs are the one who built it.
Yep. Yes, but we did.
It worked
Which
out.
Which is why wrong, I was a little upset wrong. When you said we. Did anybody else notice he said we created that account?
No. Josh, come on, man.
I noticed.
It was...
Yeah, Shelly noticed.
Built the foundation, and I and the rest.
Yeah, I thought that Sleepless in Modesto was a fantastic online dating profile. And so now we're really excited to have Shelly on board. Shelly, you are a trooper for agreeing to come on this thing and talk to us. So you want to just say hey to everybody real quick?
Hey, everybody.
And Shelly, you're down in what, Fresno?
Well, no, I'm actually Madera.
I know where Madera is.
Oh, yeah. In front I know Madera well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where the traffic jam always happens.
Fresno is safer. I know.
Fresno is safer than Madera?
What? The no?
Well, no. In the sense that if I should happen to meet a crazy guy, it would be easier for them to find me in Madera than it would in Fresno. So I don't like to post on here that I'm from Madera.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, that's a plus for Mike, if I remember correctly, because Mike's like so date lazy that he wants everybody to be within about 2.5 miles of where he lives, which really narrows the playing field from what we've noticed.
Did he tell you he's already trying to weasel out of the date tomorrow night?
Yeah, we did. He's trying to use COVID for an excuse, right? Who does that?
Right. Me.
I'm telling you, I would have respected him more if he told me it was herpes.
Yeah, Dad, so that's what
you're going to find that out soon enough.
Dude, really?
Yeah. Oh, she's going to find out about those herpes soon enough.
Ballsy call there, Mike.
There's a lot of different versions of herpes.
Jesus.
They're not all genital.
Hey.
How many times have you...
For once in my life, I decided to do the right thing.
I need some background information, Mike, before we get going too far into this. You seem super confident. Have you guys been talking on the phone?
We've talked a few times.
A few times? Okay, Mike, you're no longer allowed to answer. Shelly, how many times have you talked on the phone with Mike now?
It's been a few times, but brief. It hasn't been really long conversations.
Okay. Because he's real confident.
I mean, is he?
Well, I mean, come on. Who makes a comment like she'll find out soon enough?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm worried. Listen. Something he told me kind of made me worry if we're going to be compatible.
What's that?
Do you know what that is, Mike?
No.
I don't know.
No? Not at all?
Not at this moment.
Okay. So I'm going to disclose this to him. Apparently, he's into hairy vaginas.
Oh.
And, yeah. And when I say hairy vaginas, we're talking like Cousin It, hairy.
Yeah.
Mike.
Like, long flowing locks.
Okay, so you know how, Shelly, you know how sometimes you're friends with somebody for a while and there's things
I think
really
Shelly might be the funniest person I've ever met.
She's good. She's the funniest person that's been on this podcast. I can tell you that.
Like,
let me
give you a little background on the whole hairy vagina.
No, I think you should, Mike. We should have a firm explain yourself situation right now.
Yeah, and when I say hairy, he wants enough to braid.
Wow. Where did this
I think aggressive. I like this.
Yeah.
She said she was going to save money on waxing, and I said I was going to save money on dental floss. That was a conversation we had.
Jesus.
Those are two totally different hygiene things.
No.
Stop.
Two for one.
Yeah, okay, let me state for the record,
acceptable,
though.
And then there's Mike's
Shelly,
No, let me state for the record, though, even if I completely canceled all waxing, it still wouldn't be sufficient enough to satisfy his
dental floss
fetish
situation?
Or hairy
That's
vagina.
That's ridiculous.
Have to start somewhere.
I'm going to start here. I'm going to say, Mike, my mind's already blown. I think Shelly's a firm fit for you. I just don't know if you're going to be like willing to step up to the plate for Shelly here. So,
what's that mean?
You know what it means.
Mike's
you know
solid.
Exactly what it means.
I don't.
So,
Knock it off, dude.
Let me.
You build a bro up, dude. You don't knock.
Sorry. Yeah. I mean, Mike's.
Speaking of which, Tim is supposed to have
my
back. What's
like,
he
you
doing?
Don't even know what you're in for. I don't know. Tim's been super quiet. He's probably playing video games or something. But I know he's got like a whole list of questions, and I'll apologize preemptively for all of them, Shelly, because Tim's been writing down questions for like 4 days now. Tim, are you there?
Nice.
No, this is his game.
Oh. What's up, Tim?
He's either peeing or pouring.
I'm eating right now.
I don't know.
You're eating? What are you eating?
Eating.
Ramen?
It's kind of like a hot pocket. I got one of those little pizzas that you microwave from Costco.
Oh, my God. So if for those of you that don't know, let me fill you in. Tim is obsessed with anything microwavable pizza. So, like, especially
they're
those
disgusting
Totino's little pizza things. I forget what they're called. You know what I'm talking
pizza
about,
pockets.
Tim.
Pizza rolls.
What are they? No, they're the
pizza
little
rolls?
They're like miniature hot pockets.
The ones that burn your mouth?
Yes, they you can't cook them in any way that won't burn your mouth. Pizza rolls?
When were you guys born? Pizza rolls.
Yeah, who the fuck doesn't know what a pizza roll is?
Okay.
Did you not watch Saved by the Bell? Did you not watch Saved by the Bell?
I love Saved by the Bell.
Apparently they don't have pizza rolls in the east of Nevada.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we can say fuck on here.
Do you not agree with that?
Oh, no. I was trying to behave myself.
Really? You were trying to behave yourself and we went to vaginal dental floss real quick.
Yeah.
She didn't say the F word.
I love the word fuck.
Okay.
I love the word fuck.
It's a fuck.
Okay. I'm glad we cleared
that. I like this girl.
We cleared the air. Tim officially likes her. That's good. Okay, so does
all
everybody
right, I got
have
some questions for
so,
you.
So, Shelly, full disclosure here.
Oh.
We have your profile. Mike sent us the profile information.
I don't. I haven't looked at it, Shelly. So.
Well, Keith doesn't do any.
You can be whoever you want to be
for any of this. So
I'm a history major. Why would I? Why would
yeah.
I?
Yeah. No. Who needs it?
Nice.
I still feel the need to
what do
you
guys think
tell
about
you about
profile?
My bush fetish.
What do we think about the profile? We'll skip Mike's bush fetish comment and we'll go straight into Shelly's profile.
Actually, I think I'm more interested in the bush.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, you want me to? Here, I could bust it out in like 30 seconds.
Dude, explain yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, so if you can bust it out,
that
doesn't
sound good.
Then let's go to the next one. Yeah.
Shelly's gone.
I've lost my interest.
Yeah.
I'm all dried up.
Oh, man.
I got
okay.
wet and dry in 10 seconds.
Well,
this
an
Australian she got wet and dry in 10 seconds? This is like the greatest date ever. I love this girl, Mike.
I told you guys. I told you.
Shelly's my new best friend. Holy shit. All
right, I just have one question. All right. When you two, and I don't just have one question. I have like 8 of them listed out here, but one just came into my head. If you two... How long, when you were talking to each other on the phone, did it take to go from, hi, I'm Mike, hi, I'm Shelly, I thought your profile was really funny, to I floss with pubic hair? Like, what amount of time took place before those topics were breached?
Yeah, well, I can tell you, you know what, it would have been like 3.5 weeks if I hadn't pushed it along, because... Yeah. Yeah, he was a little on the slow side.
Takes his time. Yep.
Yeah, he definitely
does. He wants it simmer.
Yeah. No, I'd agree
with
that.
He wants it simmer.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, Keith. Perfect. Put it right in my profile. Like to let it simmer.
Like to let it simmer. You remember that, Keith. I'm proud of you, buddy.
Yeah, well.
Well.
It's one of the best lines.
Oh my gosh, that's great. So how long did it actually
take?
What's Tim's questions?
Well, we'll jump into Tim's question in a minute, but I want to hear the answer of how long it took before they got to the juicy stuff in the conversation.
It was fairly quick.
Because of you, though.
Isn't online dating very open?
It definitely was because like I had to tell him, yeah, you should ask for my number.
Jesus,
I kind of progressed it all.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, no, she's the aggressor.
Can you step up to the plate here, buddy?
She's super aggressive. If it was me coming out doing this shit, I'd be looked at as like the creepy guy.
Okay.
But she's like, hey, okay, it's been 10 minutes since we've been talking. Are you going to make the next move?
Hey.
As a matter of fact, Sunday night, when she brought it up, we're probably like an hour into this texting conversation. She's like, hey, are you going to make the next move or what? And I had to ask for clarification. I'm like, what's the next move? Because in my mind, she's like, dude, send me a dick pic already.
Wow. Well,
that's
hey,
where I was at.
I don't know. You don't need to slander in Shelly's name. I'm pretty sure she didn't say that. Mike.
Scooted along really
quick. No, I absolutely did.
Oh, well, there you have it. Okay. Well, you can leave the. We don't need to get into the like all of the details about the picture that was sent. Because nobody needs to hear
can I
there was no pictures. She was talking about audio, but in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, she wants a dick pic already.
Oh.
Because like Shelly has to be inundated with so many dick pics, and she's here tonight. So like she probably gets a dozen dicks a day sent to her.
Wow. Thank you for clarifying.
I'm glad you finished that sentence, Keith.
Yeah, fuck.
Yes, and so far the only reliable one is the one under my bed.
Oh. Oh, God.
So I'm really hoping, Mike works out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we are too.
I think I just got voted off the island.
I think the only thing that's going to keep this thing from moving on is Mike. So, Mike, you better step up to the plate here, buddy, because Shelly's coming strong right from the start.
Yeah,
all of us are fans. I mean,
dude, I'm doing my best to keep up, and she lets me know, like, hey, you need to pick this shit up.
Yeah, well, apparently.
I can appreciate that.
We already heard that. We already got there. Well,
I mean, you used to be my boss, Josh. You know I'm not very quick moving.
I know. I agree. I'm very aware. But we, you know, it's going to take, you're going to have to, it's going to take a very special lady for Mike. And Shelly, so far, you're fitting the bill. We got some more questions that we got to ask. And then we're going to talk Mike out of using COVID as an excuse to go on a date with you tomorrow. And we're going to make that happen. But I want to start with Tim. Let's open up questions, Tim. Shelly, she seems like she can handle this. So, Tim, do you want to start us off with some questions?
Call her one.
Sure, here we go.
Here we go.
Get my list ready.
Oh, yeah.
That's just paper crumbling.
That's every time.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me get a swig of my beer first.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, this chick is
awesome! Dude, if it was a steel reserve, that would be like 20 extra bonus points right now.
These points don't matter. Shelly, these points don't matter.
What is it?
Yeah, the points matter. What beer are you drinking? Okay, Tim, go. Shoot.
Well, first of all, what beer are you drinking, Shelly?
I'm drinking a Modelo.
Okay, I like it. She said anything but IPA.
What do you think about that?
I'm in.
Woo! What do you think about that foil top? I don't like it. It's a lot of work. It's harder than a brassiere.
I'm a fan. To get that foil top lemon, off. Or a little lime in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you guys want to know why I like it in a bottle?
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody asked.
Mike, you have your hands so full with Shelly here, buddy. I hope you can
I hope you can
live up to this.
I'm aware.
You okay?
I'm aware of it.
I was talking about because the shape fits well in my hands, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we all assumed.
I don't know what you guys were thinking.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's exactly what we were assuming, I think.
Are we being fucking punked right now?
This is actually Ashton Kutcher. I feel like
Shelly's like a, like, don't take offense, but I feel like Shelly's like a podcast whore. Like, do you do this for a living? What are you doing right now?
She just calls into any like online dating profile that references podcasting.
Yeah. I'm going to hit a thing on one of these. Doing, but it's a different show.
Shelly, I got a question for you.
You guys are on my show. You guys are on Shelly's show right now.
The first question for you, Shelly, is a multiple choice.
Okay.
Are you ready?
These are tough.
I
multiple choice, Shelly. Describe your level of experimentation in your 20s. A, full lesbian. B, bisexual. Or C, full lesbian.
This is not fair, Tim. Let me jump in, Shelly, because this is bullshit. He asked me a similar question.
I will say this.
The show, not without the lesbian comment.
Let's have Shelly. Shelly can respond with. Shelly can respond with any multiple choice.
She's a big girl. Go ahead, Shelly.
I'm going to go with option E, bestiality.
Mm. So there you go.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were you ready? That's so weird. That was the right answer. That was the right answer. That was the right answer. All right, good.
Just jot that down real quick.
E. Full lesbian, bisexual, or full lesbian. Those are great options, Tim. Thank you.
Okay.
Question two, Tim.
Me again? Okay. Okay, here we go. Spit a rhyme. Give us a rap line right now. Go.
Yo, homies, this is Little Shell. I got you down and you're going to hell. Is that good enough?
Yep. No, it took a dark turn, but yeah, that's fine.
She went fine. Freestyle on us. Okay. It wasn't even that she made up. She just went freestyle.
Wow. All right. Good.
Okay. Okay, Tim, you've had two. Okay, next. We're going to go around the horn here. All right.
She
needs
going.
A breather before we just put her on full blast here. All right.
Yeah, let's give all the boys a turn.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh my gosh, this girl.
Here's the thing. You'll find out very quickly that there are four guys on this show, and there's one that Mike would refer to as a square, and it tends to be me in most situations. So mine might be a little easier to answer, but I feel like we got to bring things down to earth again after Tim's hilarious question. So here's mine. You wrote a profile that seemed like I read your profile. It seemed very genuine. Like you're a very genuine person. You're looking for a very like family oriented, strong type of man that can support you just like you're willing to support your man. What made you interested in Mike?
It was his smile.
It wasn't even anything that we wrote?
No, it was. Well, bro, your profile sucks. All I look on.
Yeah, it was phony.
You do is look at the picture initially. So okay. When you see the picture, I mean, yeah, if something doesn't catch your eye just by looking at the picture, you're not going to open up the profile.
I love it. You know what this tells me? There's initial attraction, and I like that, Mike. Mike, we're going places here, I think. I think we're on good track.
Can I have a follow-up question?
I'm excited.
Can I have a follow-up question here,
absolutely,
quick?
Keith. Shoot.
I didn't ask a first question, but I always follow up with one. Why do you find people who take pictures of themselves in a vehicle attractive? I find that very strange. I'll take my answer off air.
Well... The one shot I won't go any further with is anything that involves like a bathroom shot. Don't like them. And a car shot, well, yeah, I think car shots are...
Can you tell what kind of car he's driving?
We'll be honest here, Shelly. The three of us that were writing the profile for Mike, we had just about zero experience in the online dating world. So we started perusing some different profiles and stuff, and we ran across some interesting things. One of which you just referenced, the bathroom shot. Why is it there are so many of those with the women on online dating profiles?
You mean women who take bathroom shots?
Yeah. Like, I can't even tell you how many pictures where there was like a shower in the background or whatever. Like, what's going on with that?
You know, it's the tackiest thing ever. I have no idea. I mean, I could totally see, like, it. You know, I do have a picture of myself, like, in a bathtub with bubbles. But, I mean, there's some sensuality to that. But the whole, like, shower curtain and toilet in the background, not feeling it.
Well, you can save that one for Mike later if date one goes well. So just save that.
I can envision myself with a car shot, you know, but not with someone who has a toilet in the background.
I'm thankful at this moment that I didn't send the picture of me on the toilet.
I don't think that would have been appropriate.
Because that's like at least like 2-3 times a day I give a little snapshot.
Okay. You know, there's times where I feel like when we're building your online profile, we're trying to build like our 12-year-old younger brother's profile. And this is one of those times.
Yeah. Well, the way you built it sounds like a 12-year-old's profile.
No, our profile is fantastic.
When I handed you this,
we have Shelly on here, and she obviously thought your profile was the bomb, and here we are. So you're welcome, buddy.
That's true. So, yeah, I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, did you see how hers was written? That's what I was expecting.
No.
Like, your mass was written.
I really don't care about it.
M to the I to the K to the E.
Yeah. Yeah. And guess what?
That turned quick, Keith.
Shelly loved it and reached out to you. You didn't even have to do any work.
Dude, she said it was the smile, bro. I could have wrote anything
on that
profile.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, it could have been anything.
Smile, bro.
Yeah. Thanks, Shelly, for giving him that nugget to hold on to forever. So can you explain to our friend here that the smile was what opened the door and it took a lot more than that to actually make the reach out happen?
No, it definitely does. If the first sentence doesn't interest me, then, yeah, I swipe left.
Yep. There you go, Mike. Ooh, yeah. You're welcome, buddy.
And, you know, and me being a nurse, I was really relieved at the, you know, no STD.
Yeah, right? Not that he's ever been tested, but you can do that for him. Yeah. And for those of you that haven't had that test done, enjoy that, Mike.
Right.
It's like having fire poured down your urethra. It's wonderful. So,
wait, so you speak from experience?
Yeah.
Mr. Josh?
The test? Yeah, I've had
a test.
He's
a military guy.
Dude, I've had a test.
Okay,
guys get it all the time.
Let me, in all honesty, I've been tested twice in my lifetime. So what test did they give you?
The one where they shove a Q-tip up your urethra?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the worst, right?
I got a diabetes test.
So the second time.
Horrible.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
The second time.
I'm getting wet again, boys.
There's no reason to do that with urethras. There's just no reason. What was the second test, Mike?
They just took a blood test. It was years later, and they took a blood test. I went in thinking, like, okay, here comes this big old Q-tip.
No, they don't give you that option.
Like
when you're in the military, they don't give
gladiators.
You that option. They're like, how can we instill the most pain and get this done, shit done the quickest? All right, here's a Q-tip, son. Lean back, grab the bars. That's about
how that
goes.
That was not a good experience.
No, it wasn't at all.
Yeah, well, he's undefeated. Undefeated.
But, hey, negative's always a good thing to hear, so, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Shelly, how many STD tests have you taken? Is this out of line?
Not at all. Twice this week.
Twice this week?
Oh.
How many
Hold
have you
on,
passed?
I didn't say it right. STIs. STIs is a new thing to say.
What? That's a thing?
I haven't taken one since it was STD test.
Infections.
Infections? They're not diseases anymore?
No.
Because I feel like
STIs.
Some of them are diseases. Like, those things don't go away.
You're not woke.
True.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, an infection goes away. Disease that should have
stayed
you forever.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, Shelly, I got a question.
Have you
listened to the podcast before?
Thanks.
This won't hurt our feelings, by the way, your response.
Okay, when Mike had told me about it, I listened for, you know, like 5 minutes or so.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you checked it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you knew what you're getting yourself into. That's the only reason I asked the question. I was just curious.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And my next question.
I wasn't worried about it.
There's no reason for this one. What are your thoughts on men that like soap operas?
Nighttime soaps.
Men that like soap operas.
Not daytime.
Nope. Just that. Hey, Mike, you can shut your mouth. This is a question for Shelly.
I think it's important.
It's awesome.
Clarification.
No, it's not.
Nighttime.
Agreed. I know you know it's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, see, there you go.
You're okay with it? Is that the response? I couldn't hear it. Okay, you're okay
with
soap operas. I think she just said that to save your skin.
Can I ask you this, Mike? How do you feel about blowjobs while you're watching them?
Oh, those are my favorite.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah. Teeth or no teeth, Mike will take anything he can get. He's mentioned that before.
Oh, that's true.
Yes, he
did. I
did
say that on air, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much of what I say on the show, but yeah, I do remember that.
Okay, Tim, it's your turn.
Just a USA drama.
So put the controller down and ask your question, buddy.
Well, Tim, put the phone down. He's called me like 3 times. I'm not going to answer while we're on air, Tim.
I'm trying to give you some pointers. Listen, Shelly, you do sound kind of like a bitch to me, but I'm not the one dating you, so let's just go. Wow.
Hey, wait, do you know my Shelly, ex?
What's his name?
Charlie?
Or her name? What's her name?
You must have been talking to my ex.
All right, Shelly, here's my question for you. When was the last time you played with a Ouija board?
Oh my gosh, never.
Good question. Solid question.
Never?
Never.
Doubt it.
No, I'm scared of that shit. Here we go. I don't play shit like that.
Next question. On a scale of 1 to 10, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being horrified, 10 being super ecstatic, I want you to respond to this next comment. Trump 2024.
Wait, this is an important one.
Really? I have to answer that?
Yeah, of course you do.
Really?
You can just say sex. If you just say sexy, then you're good.
You're okay, guys.
Do you want me to repeat the fucking question, Shelly, or what?
You can say no. Whoa.
Aggressive.
Good cop, bad cop. Hey, listen, Shelly. If you just admit to...
You know, Tim, the F word really
Trump,
turns me
nothing's...
on.
Nothing's...
Well, all right, good enough. Next question. Next question. Shelly, this is multiple choice. Are you ready for this one? Which one of these comments best describes you? So you have to choose one of these. Which one of these comments best describes you? A, hairy upper lip. B, back knee. Or C, fucked up feet.
Tim, what the fuck? None of the above?
Well,
hey, I'm trying to filter out people for my boy, Mike. I don't know what the fuck you all are trying to do. I don't know Shelly. Shelly, I don't know you. I know Mike. I don't know you, Shelly. You got fucking a hairy upper lip, back knee, or fucked up feet? Which one?
Well, you know what? Shelly, I think the closest one to fucking him. So, I mean, I think I'm running.
Agreed.
That's actually a really good point.
Wait.
I'm a fan of Mike, but when it comes to anything that you just talked about or your flossing situations, I'm out. I'm out of that.
Wait, I missed all of this.
Where were you?
What did Shelly say?
What are you doing? You were like heating up a quesadilla in the microwave?
I was drinking my spiked punch.
Hey, Shelly, just leave something to the imagination for Mike. He doesn't need to hear what you just said. Jesus.
These are bullshit. Shelly, here's the thing. Here's what Josh
Junior,
is going to ask Do you like ponies? What's your favorite color? I don't give a shit about that.
No. Actually, I had a really important question, Tim. You want to hear it? You want to hear my really important question, Tim? Shelly, I got a question for you, and you don't know why, but this is super important. Foo Fighters or Pearl Jam? Tim, shut up. Foo Fighters or Pearl Jam?
I don't know what either of those are.
No, we can't get an answer.
Yes, fucking
They're
winner.
Rock bands. And we have
winner.
Strong opinions on them. What kind of music do you listen to, Shelly?
Rap, hip-hop.
Okay.
I like R&B.
This leads me to my next question. You're on a desert island for the rest of your life, and you get to pick 3 albums to take with you. What 3 albums do you take?
The artist or the name? Or the name of the album?
Whatever you'd like to take that as.
Okay. I like Biggie. Definitely take him.
Okay.
Tupac. I would take him too.
Dang,
and
Tim.
Let me see. A third one. I don't know. A third one. Too short.
Biggie, boom. Tupac, and Too Short.
Yeah.
Tim, what are your thoughts on Tupac?
Yeah.
Too Short.
I don't know. I cut off when she didn't know who the fuck Pearl Jam was. What was the question? I literally laughed. I'm not even joking. I'm not even laughing. Like, I'm not even joking. Mike, what was my last text I sent to you?
Read it.
It was I'm not going to read it aloud.
Read it. Read
anyways,
it verbatim.
But the two
read
before
it.
That. Okay. Well, I feel like I need to read
if
the first two.
If you don't read it, Tim's going to, Mike.
That go ahead. Me. Read, no, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm read through the progression.
I'm getting there. Okay. So at 8:14 p.m., he says, marry this fucking girl. She better be out here for New Year's. Okay, so I am going to meet Tim in Spokane, Washington for New Year's this year.
And this and is I your wrote, official replied, invitation, Shelly.
Well, I wrote back, dude, nice. In 15 minutes, I knew this girl was legit. And he said, invite her now on air, 3 exclamation points, right?
Yep.
And it sat there for a minute. And then, 2 seconds ago, maybe 2 minutes ago, he wrote, fuck Shelly, I'm out. That Pearl Jam, not knowing who Pearl Jam
Pearl
is,
Jam
hurt this guy.
The Pearl Jam comment. She was stellar till Pearl Jam, and it's okay. The answer to that question was Foo Fighters, Shelly, but it's okay. It's okay.
Wait, Shelly, okay. Can I ask yes. you a multiple choice question I asked Josh about Foo Fighters?
Nope, you can't.
she don't know Foo Fighters.
I guess it doesn't,
so it doesn't
matter,
sense.
Shelly. Who the fuck do you listen to, like, Michael
she
Burton.
Said, she just said Too Short, Tupac, yep. and Biggie. You idiot. You weren't listening.
You said Tupac?
You really didn't hear
I
that?
I did.
Yeah, where were you?
I legit closed out a clean feed. I was like, fuck
Tim,
this girl. Like, this
we
is
played,
boring.
We played Desert Island 3 albums, and she picked Tupac.
What album by Tupac?
I think you're officially back invited, Shelly.
Shelly, what album by Tupac? Well,
she said Machiavelli.
Oh gosh, you don't even know. You're just gonna say greatest hits. Fucking.
You know
A,
what?
Shelly.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know the album, but I have his playlist. He's like one of my favorites.
California Love, motherfucker.
People don't
really
listen
to
albums
please,
anymore,
you,
brother. As much as
I know,
say
Tim, you were the dying breed.
I told you.
Yeah, it's a dying breed, dude. You should just be happy that she picked Tupac. And Tim's
gone. Yeah, and
gone.
You know, for the record, I wasn't ready to commit to anything tonight, though, because it depends on his performance tomorrow.
Whoa.
Well,
and all of a sudden she's back in. Damn it, Shelly!
So you just screwed up, Mike.
Also, if you're listening
yeah,
to Tupac and Madeira,
I got a feeling, Shelly, that after what? This conversation, Mike is going to be like, I feel wonderful all the time. No matter what, I will see you tomorrow.
Hey,
I don't care about that. I don't care about
I
any of that,
know,
Shelly.
Like,
how
I let
much
her know.
Like,
hey,
gonna work
I,
quick?
I'll take a throat lozenge. I'm good to go.
Cool.
Shelly,
I
how much money
right
do you make?
All of a sudden, you're 8 years old. Let her know. For the first time in my life, I made the right decision and let her know. Like, hey, I woke up with a sore throat. It's the right thing to do, right?
Hey, last I checked, Mike, she's a nurse. Maybe she can, like, test you. And then you guys can go on a date if you're negative. I had a test on
Shelly,
today.
I have questions
fun.
For you.
It felt like the STD test only.
Are they multiple choice, Tim?
No, they're not multiple choice. No. I just have questions for Shelly. I don't want to ramble. I have questions for her because she's trying to date one of the 3 FGs.
Yeah.
And I need to know if she's worth it.
Yeah.
Shelly.
Agreed.
Listen to me. How much money do you make a year?
Oh, Jesus. Oh. Tim.
Wow. Wow.
An obscene amount.
Okay, fine.
An obscene amount.
Just,
there you
okay,
go,
forget
Tim,
that
next.
Question. Next question. Talk to me about the full lesbian aspect of your answer previously.
That wasn't the answer, Tim.
No.
No? Okay, fine. Shoot. Damn it. Okay, just a second.
You got any other ones ready?
No, I can answer.
Oh, my.
I can answer that, too.
No, don't. Shelly, shut up.
My, Tim. Jeez.
Shells, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. You guys have pet names already?
Yeah,
Mike just called
you,
her Shells, guys. Shells, we're
yeah.
real
yeah.
sorry. Shells.
Right out the gate, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, it did not take me long to know, like, I was interested in this girl.
Dang.
Shelly, final question. Oh. Will
like
you Shelly please sing Will you please sing the Spanish alphabet marching song with me if I was to sing it right now?
Oh, she got this shit.
What the fuck?
Do you know the Spanish alphabet marching song? Yes or no?
No. No, I absolutely don't. I don't.
Okay, I'm going to make it up on the spot.
It doesn't look like, yeah, it doesn't look like my game's on point after all.
Oh, I don't either, but Tim, I'd love to hear you sing it.
Shelly, you ready?
A,
B, C, D, E, F, G. A, B, C, D, E, F, A. There you go. He, ha, G, E, H, T, K, A, Y, M, A.
That was hot.
N-A-N-A-N-A.
Oh, you're going to finish N-A-N-A-N-A. It?
O-P-Q-R-E-R-S-T-U-V-W-X-Y-Z-A-Y-O-S-E-R-A-L-F-A-B-E-T-O. Ole, Shelly, there you go.
Is that real? Is that a real thing?
There was a double of A in there. There was a double of A.
That sounds like a W, legit. Right?
Yeah.
So, Shelly, you don't know that?
We're going to...
No, I don't know that, but okay. It totally turned me on. I'm wet again.
Oh,
there we go. Okay.
Shelly, what the fuck, loose. Mike? What the
okay, so
is
wait.
Going on
wait, now don't fuck it up, because I'll dry up real fast.
Don't fuck it up, Mike.
She's funnier than all of us.
Oh, my.
What do you mean, Mike? It's fucking Tim who won't stop talking.
Yeah, okay. Wait.
Funniest people?
I can go back and eat pizza. I don't care.
Okay, so I got a question. I got a question. So I think Tim's asked plenty of questions. Keith, I don't think you've asked any, so I want to let it... I want Keith to ask his questions. Keith, do you have any?
Shelly, you're from Madeira. Were you... You always grew up in Madeira, or where are you originally from?
Because the accent, right?
Yeah, you're not from... Yeah.
You got an accent going.
So you grew up... You grew up in Madeira?
No, I grew up in the Bay Area. I've been in Madeira for 16 years.
Yes,
here we go. Okay.
Right. Bay
You're a nurse in Madeira. Okay. And what part of the Bay Area were you part of? I'm guessing
the hood.
Lying part.
The hood part.
The hood. Okay, so you're part. You're East Bay because you like too short. I can piece this together.
Yeah.
So you're an East Bay girl. You're an East Bay girl. So are you like?
I am an East Bay girl.
Annie. Are you Antioch, Richmond, East Bay, or are you like Oakland?
Oakland.
East Bay. You are. Mm-hmm. And are you like legit legit Oakland? What was the number of this street that you lived on in Oakland?
Oh, that's going to totally give me away. 98.
Yeah, let's hear it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
98th, and then get also Jingletown.
Is that like is that a Christmas reference, Jingletown? I don't know what Jingletown means.
No. Well, she's not as hard as she thinks she is. But Madeira's tough as nails. So.
Okay. I got a question, Shelly.
Too short.
Yeah, I was never allowed to go out the back yard, so no, I'm really not that hard. Yeah, I would have got my ass.
You want to hear my too short lyrics that I know? Do you want to hear them right now?
I do.
Yep, we do.
I will recite. Tina. Tina, the sperm cleaner, bitch so clean you gotta get in her, something, Becky's something, bitch gets raw and I wanna get next to her, I don't know, whatever.
There you go.
Yeah, boy.
Hey.
You were rolling hard in Wisconsin, Keith.
There you go.
That shit's
strong.
Man, you said you were from rural Wisconsin. I'm pretty sure you're from urban Wisconsin.
Wait a minute. Tina, the sperm cleaner, that was legit. That's a too short lyric. Bring it on. It's called Pimpin' Ain't Easy. Check it out, guys. Pimpin' Ain't Easy.
Nice. Hey, Shelly. Yeah, so your profile. Again. Your profile here.
Yeah.
It says under not 5 feet. Problem. How tall are you, Shelly?
4'9" and a quarter.
Okay.
Oh, what the fuck?
Tim. What's your comments here, Tim?
Wow. Oh, shit, I
He's
thought
playing
I was
a video
second.
Game.
He thought he was on mute.
He's playing a video game.
Hey, is that made up?
4'9"
No,
that's a real thing.
No, hey, no, that's cool.
My mom's like 5'10".
That's totally normal. What's your favorite movie, Shelly? I don't give a shit. Don't answer that. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
He's the worst. Don't listen to him.
So wait, Mike, you're 5'9". Yes?
Yeah.
So you're about a foot taller than Shelly.
Yep.
And I think that works. There you go. And you're 49. Yes?
Oh my goodness.
I am.
And Mike, you're 46?
46.
46.
Is that your waist? Or?
I think we're compatible.
I'm a little under that. I got the under on that one, Keith.
You do? I'm about a 36. Yeah. Tight.
Tight 36.
Told you, motherfuckers.
I mean, corduroy stretch is pretty good, Keith.
Dude, my corduroys are tight. Right now, I got some gray ones on right now. Oh, I was wearing some green ones.
Oh, boy. Keith does love him some corduroy. Okay, so does anybody have any last-minute questions for Shelly?
No, I just want to say thanks for coming on. And
absolutely. Okay, and I'll keep Tim out of asking any questions. Okay, Shelly, it's your turn. You're here with the 3FG. You're here to talk about Mike. I want you to start asking us some questions about Mike. And Mike, shut the fuck up. We're going to answer for you.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. Feel free to tell Tim what a dick he is.
No, he is. We all know this.
For what? What am I a dick for?
You know how
I know laughed that she's fucking scumbag. Short?
Mm-hmm. That was a little dickish.
Shelly, I'm sorry. Who fucking cares? I don't know this girl. Shelly, you're short. I'm sorry. You're lower than average height. Okay, so I got a big fucking nose. Who cares?
So is Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tim.
Yeah, well, the nose can come
hey,
in handy.
Hey, what the fuck's that mean? So is Mike.
Oh, yeah.
You're short. Everyone,
you use a nose.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Shelly, that motherfucker, what's the average height in America?
Yeah.
Shelly, this is my fear. Listen, everybody wanted to ask you. Listen, everybody wanted to ask you these bullshit questions. I texted everybody saying we should not have her on because I knew Josh and Keith would be like, hey, Shelly, did you like school? Do you like going to the movies?
What?
Listen, I got real questions for you. Questions for you, Shelly. Like the Ouija board. Did you like lesbian experimentation? Do you want to have sex with Donald Trump or his sons? Those are real questions that America wants to know about. I don't apologize for it. If you don't want to be part of this podcast, I don't care. And Mike, listen, Mike, I think she's too good for you. I dig her attitude, and I don't think she should date you.
Tim, you're saying
too fucking good for this.
She's obviously way too good for Mike. That we all know this, but now
hey,
that's
Tim,
where
can
we're.
Can I answer all your questions?
Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. The first question remains the same. I've never used a Ouija board, and I don't even like saying the word. And as far as my lesbian experience, I have three girls that I do it with often, and they're my three fingers on my right hand, sometimes the thumb on my left. And if
that's the right answer, by the way, Shelly. That's the right answer.
And let's see, Trump or his sons? I think I'm going to go with Trump, obviously, because he's the better looking
one. Boom.
Shelly, do you have any questions for us? I'm going to open the floor to you. It's your turn to now interview us about our boy Mike.
Shelly, that was the most amazing experience I've ever had on this podcast ever.
Yeah, I don't know if that's saying a whole lot.
Right.
Right. I canceled my fucking plane ticket.
They won't let you in anyway.
Canada South.
Hey, can you guys stop stalling and let Shelly ask her questions? She probably has some serious questions she needs to get answers to about Mike.
Hey, can I just interject here real quick, Shelly?
Of course you can.
Was Shelly the name of the girl in Crocodile Dundee? I might be wrong. Thanks. I'll take my question off air.
Shit.
Okay, it's Shelly's turn. Are you guys all done, like, owning the mic and taking way too much airtime away from Shelly? We good? Shelly, it's your turn. Shoot.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm going to start off easy, but important questions. Does he shave or does he have hairy balls?
Okay, I'll take the question. Why do you think that the three
Josh, you
jumped
in there
whether
quick,
his
bro.
Balls are hairy or not?
Why what?
That was a question, not an answer.
Ew, I don't know the answer. Yeah. I haven't seen Mike's balls.
You don't answer a question. Dude, let's
hear your vag. Yeah, agreed.
You guys have all peeked over the urinal. No.
We don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer. I can only assume that he's full bush.
Really?
I
was thinking since his head was bald that maybe his balls would be too. But we could work on that.
Okay, Mike, take notes here, buddy, on what Shelly likes.
Well,
she made a very strong statement there.
I can answer that question
so.
because I know exactly what's going on.
Well,
and as
so.
We speak, yeah, there's kind of, I got like a little mini fro going, but come tomorrow night,
okay,
it's going to be gone.
Get the clippers out. We don't
it's
need to
be gone.
Shelly, question number two.
Nice. It looks like Tim's getting lucky tomorrow night.
Fuck him, dude. He's dead to me.
Tim.
Everybody loves Tim.
Not me, dude.
I'm fucking Shelly, I love you. Shelly, we just got to hang out sometime. My fucking Shelly. Damn.
Okay, next question, okay. Shelly. What you got?
Let's see. If Michael was a girl, who would he be?
Who?
Oh, I totally know. I got to look up her name so you guys can Google it.
Okay.
It's Juno, the movie Juno. That's
hey, I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
I love
delicious.
That
movie. It's a movie.
That's Keith's answer. Tim's typing ferociously.
Yeah, I gotta figure it out. Yeah.
If he was a girl,
This one's pretty easy.
Adventures of Babysitting? I'm just gonna keep guessing.
No, dude. Needs.
I gotta think about this.
Oh my god, it's so simple.
You have an answer?
Yeah.
Alias?
I agree right there.
Tim's got one. Mike, what's your answer? I'm curious now.
I'm that chick from Mike and Molly, dude. Melissa McCarthy.
Oh. Damn.
She's fucking hilarious.
Dude.
She's a little chubby.
Okay.
Dude, I dig that chick, man.
Shelly, Google an actress named Clea DuVall.
Clea DuVall.
She was in Silence.
How do you spell Clea?
Yes. Her eyes spoke volumes.
C-L-E-A and then D-U-V-A-L-L. Clea DuVall. That's a woman. She's manly.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. But if that's what you're into.
She probably got full bush too.
I'm not into it. You ask what he would look like. Like, she's manly. That's what he would look like.
I have a person in my head, but I can't think of her name. And it's driving me nuts.
Reese Witherspoon.
No.
Definitely not.
Sigourney Weaver.
Nope.
Sigourney Weaver.
Nope.
No. Sigourney Weaver.
Cher.
She's a comedian. Silverstone. What's her name?
Sarah?
Sarah?
Silverman?
Silverman?
Yes. There it is. Sarah Silverman. That's my pick. Next question from Shelly.
Next question. What do you guys think is the first thing Mike gets excited about in the morning?
Mm-hmm. I'll start.
Tetris.
This is an easy one. So Mike, we're all in a fantasy football league, and Mike religiously checks his fantasy football. I know that it's the first thing he grabs in the morning. His phone, he picks it up, he checks his fantasy football, he looks for openings, and that's where he goes. So that's the first thing he gets excited about, fantasy football. That's my answer.
Okay. Nice.
Hey, I have a...
We got to pee. I'll be back.
Can I interrupt? Hey, are you able to tell that? Like when I open up the app?
No.
Oh, shit. Because that was a pretty accurate answer.
I know. Because you know why I know the answer? Because it's what I do.
Why?
And we're the top few. I'm sure Keith.
Listen, fuck all of you. Shelly, I'm going to talk directly to you. Shelly, what have I done wrong this episode that makes Mike so mad at me?
I don't know. You've been completely charming and a perfect gentleman. I don't understand.
Boom. Done. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not into that bullshit. That's for sure.
Mike, why are you so mad at me?
I was expecting good old cocksucker fucking Tim to show up. And I got the perfect gentleman. I got it covered.
I don't know what I've done wrong, Shelly.
Cover.
I really don't care either, but I don't know what I've done wrong.
Shelly, on a scale of one to ten, if this is actually your guys' kind of first date, how's this going so far?
I don't get what I did wrong. Shelly, help me. What the fuck are you doing, Shelly?
This is a first date? Are you kidding me?
They have their first date tomorrow if Mike doesn't puss out and claim COVID.
No, listen. I'm trying to do the right fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
For the first time in your life. I'm proud of you, buddy.
The three funniest.
I'm out. I'm fucking logging off. This is fucking weird. Our sponsor, I'm out.
Eat your chips. Eat your chips.
The bands that you're hearing on the show, like Exit 380, The Screaming Thieves, Andrew Tinker, Brandon Callie's band, Cutthroat Finches, and Heart of the City are all under the Hand Drawn Records record label. So thanks for the rights to the music, Hand Drawn. This local company based out of Dallas has done a great service to the show, and we really appreciate y'all.
Okay, so Shelly, just to give you a heads up, if Tim didn't threaten to quit, it wouldn't be a podcast episode on 3FG. So, congratulations. We have another episode. We thoroughly grilled Shelly. And what a team player, I feel like. You guys have any comments?
Yeah. No, I think she was MVP of the season. We would love to have her back.
If this was fantasy football, Shelly would be Dalvin Cook.
Who has that guy?
Maybe. I don't know, Mike. Maybe you. You're still going to lose.
Oh, that's what's up.
Hey, Tim. So. That Will Fuller
is Tim,
shit.
Is Tim still here? Did he take his ball?
He's going to act like he's gone for about 5 minutes, and he'll kick back on. That's what
is he listening,
does.
Though, right
oh,
now?
How
he's
cute.
Listening. He's listening. He'll come back.
Oh.
Hey, Tim. On the 28th, I still need a ride from the airport, bro.
Oh, that's really nice.
Might be a ride for two. Am I right, Mike?
I don't see why in the world Shelly'd want to go to his house, but
well,
to burn
I mean,
the fucker down.
The tickets are cheap. They're $116, right? So you can splurge for two.
Shells, do you have plans for New Year's?
Shells.
No, I don't.
I love that. That's you guys haven't even been on the first date and you've already got New Year's planned out. I love this.
No, that's the best time to have a good date. Like, because the party always sucks. It's like, hey, let's duck out of here. Like,
well, if the state perfect. Of Washington lets me come in, then I may fly up there as well, Tim.
Josh, let's be honest.
No,
you're not.
I have no intention of going up there.
Tim's actually gone.
I'm... Is he? Wait, hold
the
on.
Fuck,
this
dude,
is the feedback I got from my old boss.
What?
My old boss who bailed on the fucking whole team.
Who are you talking
Anyways.
About? Anyways. Who are you talking about?
You.
Oh, fuck you. You
talking about the White Sox?
Did you not? Did you not bail on the whole team, Josh?
I did switch companies. That happened.
Yeah. Anyways, the feedback I received for you was that I am a good...
Can
no,
I jump in
the,
quick and just say that...
Conflict resolutionist.
Normally
yes.
I found
drunk.
It.
Yep, that's correct.
Conflict resolutionist.
Yep.
That's what I'm trying to do now. Trying to bring everybody together.
Well,
Mike, do you remember what I told you is a good way to resolve all things with me? Or do you ever really listen?
Wiener. It's a wiener.
Okay, Shells. I think honesty is the best policy, and everybody knows on the show that I am not a good listener.
That's a true statement.
Somebody should know about
true
me.
True statement. This guy. God. Yeah,
try you to have to up, hold his hand too.
Try to set up a schedule with this man. Good luck with it.
Yeah. Well, do you remember saying that you were going to pay my mortgage next month?
Oh,
you got your dates mixed up, homegirl.
Tell you what.
Oh shit!
I'll pay
$1,000
for every 5 feet you've grown.
Dick move.
I'm kidding, Shelly. You're the best.
Okay.
I just want to reflect. I've never been to the
M
state
to the
Washington.
R to the K to the E. My name is Mike, and that's what I be. Motherfuckers come and step to me. I don't give a motherfucking shit.
Oh! Get it off!
Jigga, jigga, motherfucker!
Get out!
Dude, Keith.
Okay, Keith went full. He just stole the whole show there. Wow.
In your face, Shelly, you fucker.
Listen. Yeah. Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
No,
oh,
wait a minute. I text him, good. And I'm like, are you going to pick me up or not? And he never responded. So I don't even know if this trip's going to happen.
Dude, hey, let me tell you something about
Tim. Let me check my text, bro.
That's what's going to happen. That'll piss me
off. Who?
Public transportation.
You have a text that says yeah?
SeaTac.
Here we go. Hey, thank you.
Mike, it just came in. Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Shelly, what's your number?
It's a lot of miles to travel, dude.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Shelly.
Yes.
Fuck you, Shelly.
Shells, tell him to go fuck himself.
Shelly, you just acting like a straight up bitch.
You're a fucking mess.
Have fun tomorrow night, with a bitch.
Hey.
Harry.
She's going to get the bald nuts, Tim. You get the hairy ones.